البيان راديو presents رمضان Q&A presented by شيخ طه زينب.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. وأما بعد, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, as we continue today with Ramadan Q&A, we continue with the topic of i'tikaf, inshallah ta'ala. What is the ruling of going to areas that are part of the masjid but aren't used for salah in some cases, like the roof of a masjid? If you climb up the roof, if it's a nice masjid and a big masjid and it's got a nice view in the mornings after Fajr, can you go up the roof? Can you also leave the masjid building into the backyard of the masjid? Or does that break your i'tikaf? The scholars said climbing up the ceiling or going up the ceiling or the second floor of a masjid, if it is part of the masjid, is permissible. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. In relation to the backyard of the masjid or the open space that's outside the masjid, Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullahu ta'ala differentiated between the open area that's outside the masjid that's surrounded by the fence of the masjid. He said that area that's outside the masjid but is still surrounded by the fence of the masjid is considered as part of the masjid. If it is an area where people normally pray and do tahiyat al-masjid and do not do business and trades in this area, so Allahu A'lam, in that case, in that open area that's surrounded by the fence of the masjid itself, is part of the masjid and you can leave to that open area inshallah ta'ala and your i'tikaf won't be nullified. As for the open space outside the masjid, if there's a backyard or an open space or a front yard of the masjid but it's not surrounded by the fence of the masjid itself, it's just an open area before you enter the masjid, this is just a common area that is not considered a part of the masjid, and leaving to that open space would definitely nullify a person's i'tikaf. As per Sheikh Tawfiq rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned the same thing. He said, إِذَا كَانَتْ مَحَوَّطَةً بِسُورِ الْمَسْجِدِ مُتَّصِلَةً بِهِ. If it was connected with the masjid, directly connected to the masjid, surrounded by the fence of the masjid, and the tahiyyat al-masjid is normally prayed in it, people don't enter it if they have major impurities, people don't do business in there, don't call for their lost items, or announce their lost items in there. If they treat it as part of the masjid, then you can leave to it. But if it is not fenced as part of the masjid and it's just an open area, then you cannot. If it's like a car park, for example, if it's just a car park outside the masjid that's not fenced and it's not considered part of the masjid, you can't leave to it as your i'tikaf will be broken. Can you as a mu'takif stay in the rooms that are inside the masjid? So are these rooms that normally sometimes people pray in them, sometimes they're used for classrooms? Can you pray in these areas or can you do i'tikaf in these areas? The scholars of the permanent committee mentioned that these rooms that are fully inside the masjid and their doors, the only access to these rooms is from inside the masjid, are considered part of the masjid. And you can, as a mu'takif, go into these rooms, if they're used for classrooms and so on. They said, but on the other side, أَمَّا إِنْ كَانَتْ خَارِجِ الْمَسْجِدِ. If those rooms were external to the masjid, sometimes the rooms are built in, inside the masjid, is the subdivided into rooms. And sometimes the rooms are external to the masjid. So he said, or they said, if the rooms are external to the masjid, even if they have, doors to the masjid directly or direct access, they aren't considered as part of the masjid and you can't enter them. هلا ابن عثيمين, he summarizes it and he says الصحيح, the correct opinion, أنه إذا كانت الحجرة داخلة في المسجد فهي من المسجد. He said the correct opinion is that if this room that is inside the masjid is an internal part of the masjid, then it is considered part of the masjid, even if it's used. قال وإن كانت حتى وإن كانت المفاتيح وإن كانت القناديل, even if it was a room that's used for keys or for light bulbs, lighting, for speakers. If the room is inside the masjid itself, خلاص, you can enter it, wallahu ta'ala a'lam, as Ibn Uthaymeen mentioned, rahimahullahu ta'ala. Can you change your i'tikaf from one masjid to another? If you had to leave the masjid for a necessity or an emergency, and then, subhanAllah, you end up entering another masjid that's closer to where you need access. مثلا, somebody gets extremely sick and they need to go to hospital, and then after finishing from hospital, there's another closer masjid to the hospital. That, subhanAllah, in that case, they might need to come back to the hospital for other checkups. Can they change the i'tikaf from one masjid to another? Al-Mirdawi rahimahullah ta'ala, he spoke about this. He said, you can change your i'tikaf from one masjid to another if the second masjid is closer to where you need access, bi'idhillahi ta'ala. But if you leave the masjid again, if you leave the masjid with no excuse, your itikaf is nullified. It's broken. Allahu alam, you need to reinitiate it. Now, can you, as a person who's doing itikaf, seclude yourself in a corner and take a tent or build a small like room for yourself, you know, out of like portable tents and so on? The scholars say from the sunnah, we understand that it is permissible, but don't do it if it's going to harm others. Do not do it if it is going to harm others and disturb the operation of the masjid and salah and so on.